Good evening. My name is David Nesbitt, and I am a history teacher from Alvern High School in Hudson, New Hampshire. From 1995 until 2000, I served as the cross-country ski director and trail master of the Balsams Grand Resort Hotel in Dixville Notch. During my tenure there, I was able to see the impact of the natural and man-made environments on the area we refer to as the Great North Woods. Simply stated, the current state of the environment is a throwback to the 19th century when almost 80% of the state was cleared for commercial logging and agricultural activities. Up until very recently, these activities were still mainstays of the local economy, but various factors have reduced them to a shadow of their former influence. This has had a negative effect on the local economy, leaving only tourism as a viable economic force. In my tenure at the Balsams, I have taken many people to the Panorama Golf Course and surrounding lookouts. The sense of wonder and awe that strikes people seeing this landscape, so very different from their own urbanized world, is remarkable. This area is one of the few places that allows people to see into the past. It is a very significant factor in bringing people to the North Country to vacation, recreate, and to leave the daily tensions of the urbanized world behind. This view of the past, surviving into the present, is very much endangered by the proposed utility towers and lines proposed by the Northern Pass Project. Why should people drive for hours beyond the notches to relax, hike, cycle, snowmobile, and enjoy a historical perspective when it is seriously disrupted by 130-foot towers? This is the very thing they are trying to escape from. It is my considered opinion as both a historian and a veteran of the outdoor recreation industry that the proposed project will destroy a very unique environment that supports the local economy and a singular and irreplaceable resource for the state of New Hampshire. There are viable alternatives to bring power into the region, including burying the line, as was done with the gas line project 10 years ago, or to utilize existing rights of way that do not impact this unique cultural and environmental resource. The region has taken a serious economic hit with the loss of lumbering and manufacturing jobs in the past decade. Allowing this project to continue will sink the last viable alternative to the people of this region. I strongly recommend utilizing an alternative that will allow the people of this region to make a living and continue to share this remarkable resource with the rest of the world. Thank you.
Thank you.